It is Thursday, September 26, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
The annual Susan G. Komen Pink Ribbon Luncheon will be held Thursday, October 3rd from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. Proceeds from this luncheon and silent auction will benefit Komen Ozark. Tickets and more information available at KomenOzark.org or by calling 750-PINK.
Coming up on this edition of Ozark's new efforts to revitalize historic Cane Hill, we take a boat ride with the University of Arkansas Water Ski Club.
Plus, a look at the 2013 State of Northwest Arkansas report. But first, construction of the 71B flyover in North Fayetteville is moving forward. Over the course of the past month, crews have completed installation of the steel beams that form the underlying support structure of the $6.3 million flyover bridge. Chris Brown, Fayetteville City Engineer, says that the contractor, Emery Sapp & Sons of Columbia, Missouri, has progressed at a pace quicker than originally expected.
Their original schedule that they submitted showed them to be planning to be completed in May of next year, and they are right now a little bit ahead of that schedule even. The weather, as we move into the fall, will start to get more iffy, obviously, so they have to get good weather to continue on this pace. But right now, yes, they certainly are ahead of schedule and have done really well in progressing on the project.
Brown says that moving into autumn, the project can stay ahead of schedule depending on the weather.
Really, what it amounts to is the concrete placement. We can't place concrete in freezing temperatures, and we have to have usually up to about a month of good weather after the concrete is poured so it cures properly. They can protect it and they can do some other things in colder weather, but if we get really cold, extreme temperatures, then they're not going to be able to pour that concrete deck, and that essentially will shut them down until spring. So that's really kind of what we're battling as we move on into the fall and winter months.
The flyover bridge was originally expected to open to traffic in June of 2014. But Brown says if the weather holds out and construction keeps its current pace, the bridge could conceivably open a few months ahead of the contractor's estimated May completion date.
Congressional Republicans have not been able to reach a consensus on how to oppose the Affordable Care Act. Media reports of a heated discussion in the Senate Republican Conference between John Bozeman of Arkansas and Ted Cruz of Texas underscore a growing disagreement in the party over how to tackle the health care legislation. Some in the GOP want to amend the law, while others are willing to defund it, even if that means shutting down the government. Senator Bozeman says action has to be taken to repair the law because he says it's unaffordable.
The problem is, for those of us that oppose Obamacare, the votes simply aren't there in the Senate to actually derail it. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think at the end of the day, it will go back to the House, and then they'll have to decide whether or not to go ahead and pass it as it is or to amend it.
Senator Bozeman says the Affordable Health Care Act is becoming unpopular with the public, and he does oppose it. However, he says he's concerned a government shutdown, as advocated by some in his party, could have a negative impact on Arkansas in a variety of ways.
The military, they would not get paid. People that are dependent on government inspections, you know, things like that, at their factories, they would have to go home. A lot of private business would have to shut down. What does that do to hardworking families, Americans, Arkansans, single moms? Social Security checks would go out, but probably be late.
According to reports at the news site Politico, the normally mild-mannered Senator Bozeman stood up to Senator Cruz and expressed frustration over the tension caused by the congressional standoff over defunding the Affordable Care Act. According to the article, Senator Bozeman told the senator from Texas he, quote, hasn't been bullied since the seventh grade, and he wouldn't be bullied now, end quote.
Next week, work will progress on development of the watershed sanctuary at Lake Keith in Cave Springs. Draining of the lake will begin Monday, during which Delia Hawk, director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, says water levels will increase downstream as the lake flows under the Highway 112 bridge.
What the calculations are is that there'll be a slight rise in the water level, but nothing more than, say, we get in a normal rain event. And the reason for that is there's only so much of a hole, you know, that the water can go through underneath the highway over onto the other side. So in some ways it will have its own control mechanism for the size or the amount of water that can go through at any one time.
Once the lake is drained, several development projects at the sanctuary will commence.
Our main focus will be on two outdoor pavilions with restrooms, one on the north side and one on the south side of the lake, a fishing pier, boardwalk, and trails. There'll be a main trail that will go around the lake that will be handicap accessible, and then we'll be also working on some more of the nature trails or primitive trails as well.
While the lake is down, the remnants of a former fish hatchery will be removed. And as a partnership on the project, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission will build educational facilities on the property.
Springville-based Tyson Foods yesterday announced a partnership with the Christian humanitarian organization World Vision to help improve the livelihoods of farmers in Tanzania. The announcement came as part of the poultry giant's participation in this week's Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting. Through the Tyson Foods Fellows Program, Tyson's knowledge about chicken production will combine with World Vision Secure the Future Tanzania initiative to teach thousands of small farmers about best agricultural practices, including basics such as breed selection, water and disease management, best feed choices, and processing, marketing, and transportation techniques.
Van Buren-based USA Truck is facing a second takeover attempt in less than 2 years' time. According to a report by the CityWire, Phoenix-based Knight Transportation this morning went public with a $9 per share bid that was part of a $242 million deal. Knight currently owns 8% of USA Truck shares. The per share bid for USA Truck stock is a 39% premium from the company's share price yesterday. And after the opening bell, share prices surged to around $9 from yesterday's closing price of $6.46.
Clear tonight. Lows will be near 60 in northwest Arkansas, mid-60s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs from 84 to 88. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows from 63 to 67.